It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, February 19th, 2021. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, and about half of those are vessels in the anchorage already awaiting orders to head upriver. But we've had these big ship schedules the past few weeks where ships have been over 20 ships a day. That's good. I mean, the average year-round is about a dozen a day, so it's nice to see all this ship traffic and the associated commerce coming into the river. In our marine weather forecast, small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. Southwest winds today, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. West swells building to 11 feet at 12 seconds apart, and showers are likely. And today we're going to talk about another Coast Guard rescue of a vessel that was headed for the Columbia River and came in this morning if she was operating according to the schedule here. But anyway, she's on her way here from Bellingham. An articulated tug and barge rig, an ATB, called the Commitment, that comes in here quite often. A crew member was injured severely enough that the Coast Guard used a helicopter to airlift that person off that ship and bring them to the hospital in Astoria. So we'll talk a little bit about that, about why that might happen, why an injury might happen on a tug like that, and the role the Coast Guard plays in rescuing people on all kinds of vessels around our region here. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 7 inbounders. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ATB Commitment, the subject of this rescue effort that I'm going to tell you about in just a few minutes. She's arriving from Bellingham today, headed for Portland. Her cargo, refined petroleum, probably passing Astoria inbound, could be about now, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, headed for Portland, be there at about 2:30 this afternoon. One of her crew members is in the hospital in Astoria, as far as I know, unless he or she has been taken somewhere else. Next inbound is the COSCO Tengfei, arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, so one of those high-sided vessels, big and blocky looking, but actually quite streamlined and modern vessels. Passing Astoria inbound around 11:30, it'll take her about 6 hours to get up to Portland. The Eminent Ace is a bulk carrier arriving from Vancouver, B.C. Oh, no, actually, she's another car carrier headed for the Port of Portland. Toyota's there, brand new Toyota's on board. About 2:30 p.m. we'll see her inbound, maybe about 8:30 past in the port of Portland, where at the car berths there. The Atlantic Buena Vista is arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama. She's could have steel on board, big coils of steel, and she is going to pass Astoria inbound around 2:30. Take her about 5 hours to get to Kalama. The May, a ship called the May, is arriving from South Korea, headed for Vancouver. She's picking up wheat. She's a bulk carrier, dry bulk carrier, probably passing Astoria inbound around 4:30 p.m. Take her about 6 hours to get up to that Vancouver anchorage. The Silver Mine is a bulker arriving from China, headed to the Kalama anchorage. Not sure what her cargo is yet, but probably some kind of agricultural or mineral cargo in that dry bulk carrier. Passing Astoria inbound around 5:30 or so, about 5 hours to get to the Kalama anchorage. And the Ingenious is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there late tonight, after midnight. She's ultimately heading up to the port of Portland to pick up potash, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Alexia headed to Portland, to the Port of Portland, at about leaving about 11:30 this evening. She's picking up potash up there, and it takes about 6 hours to get up to the Port of Portland. Other vessels awaiting orders in our Astoria anchorages, including Rice Island, the Aruzu, the Juno Avenir, the Ocean Garlic, the Belmar, the Prisinga, the Blue Ionian, and the Milagro, and the G.H. Fortune. The Milagro and the G.H. Fortune are in the Rice Island anchorage. And you can see that as you go out just out of Astoria east on Highway 30, when the view opens up and you look to your left to the north, if you're heading out of town toward Portland, you'll see the ships there in the anchorage. It's a pretty nice view of them there. In our outbounders, we have the Golden Fellow, weed on board leaving Vancouver, left about midnight, so she could have passed Astoria outbound about 6 a.m. heading downriver and out to sea, as I like to say. The China Spirit, leaving Longview, left about 8 o'clock with Petcoke on board, about maybe 11:30 outbound past Astoria. And the Ultra Cougar is leaving Kalama with Corn Soy or Wheat on board at about 9:30 this morning. Give her about 5 hours to get downriver and out to sea. Well, let's talk about rescues again. The weather, it's a terrible time of year for the weather in general. Well, it's normal weather, but it is difficult, demanding weather. It's weather that mariners here are used to. Ships, fishing boats, people on commercial vessels that are ordinarily out there, not very many recreational vessels at this time of year. But the working vessels out there, people making a living on the water, they're used to this weather. But even then, it is very dangerous to be out there when the seas are, anytime you get over about 10-foot seas, people are just bouncing around out there in those vessels. And the smaller they are, the more they bounce. So I want to just share a press release that just came out yesterday from the Coast Guard here locally. U.S. Coast Guard medevaced an injured man yesterday afternoon from the tugboat Commitment. That's part of the tug and barge rig, the Commitment, that's in the river this morning. She was 60 miles off Grays Harbor when this incident happened at approximately 2 p.m. yesterday. Watch standers at Coast Guard Sector Columbia River, that's right here, that's us, were notified of a VHS FM Channel 16 call that a crew member aboard had sustained a laceration to the face and eye while working in the vessel's engine room and required medical attention. So VHF Channel 16 is the distress channel. VHF radios are very valuable. They're marine radios, but you can call the Coast Guard on them and they can find your position using that signal if they need to. So it's an important thing to have on a boat, on any kind of vessel. At 2:45 p.m., a helicopter from Air Station Astoria responded and airlifted an injured man from the vessel about 3:30 p.m. and took him to awaiting emergency personnel, who then took him to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria. So this was a case of someone being rescued off a commercial vessel. So we often think of rescues here of private citizens on recreational boats or people or commercial professionals on fishing boats. This is a case of somebody being rescued off of a cargo vessel. So it's important to remember when these things happen that the ships are industrial areas. I've been on ships numerous times, and they're like factories on the water. Lots of hard metal. People wear hard hats. They wear steel-toed shoes. And it's a factory where the floor is always moving, and waves can be dangerous. And when vessels are like a tugboat, which is smaller than a ship, they just move around more in the difficult weather. And vessels that are going up and down the coast are generally traveling north and south, so when we have these prevailing westerly swells, the vessels tend to roll. So it's very easy to understand how this kind of an injury could have happened on that kind of vessel. And I just hope the person recovers well, and maybe they'll be able to rejoin their vessel before she leaves the Columbia. So just another example of the dangerous weather that people go out in, all those mariners in the world who go out and work on our behalf, fishermen who bring us our fish dinners. It's not an easy workplace out there, and the injury rate and death rate is very high in professions like the ones that people work on around here in our area. Maritime work is dangerous. Logging is dangerous. Those are two very, very high risk professions that are kind of the bread and butter of this area. So anyway, send your thoughts to that person. I hope they recover well. And you're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe weekend.